Welcome to Moments of Inspiration. We invite you to join us for the next few minutes as we present in song and teaching a biblical message exalting Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Support for our ministry is given by those who seek to share the gospel of Jesus Christ so that as many as possible can hear the good news of God's love and saving grace. We also design our programs to encourage and strengthen Christians in our walk of faith. We're so glad you're listening today. Please join us for a few moments of inspiration with our featured speaker, Max Pratt.
As the time approached for him to be taken up into heaven, Jesus resolutely set out for Jerusalem. And he sent messengers on ahead who went into the Samaritan village to get things ready for him. But the people there did not welcome him, because he was headed for Jerusalem. When the disciples James and John saw this, they asked, "Lord, do you want us to call fire down from heaven to destroy them?" But Jesus turned and rebuked them, and they went to another village. That's Luke chapter 9, verses 51 through 56. When Jonah was sent to the city of Nineveh, he resisted God's word to go and preach a message of repentance that would save them from the destruction God would bring to their city. He tried to hide from God. He ran away from his duties, but God saved him from his disobedience and called him to go and do as he had been told. Jonah finally went into the city and began proclaiming the great destruction upon it. The people believed his message. The scriptures say they all repented of their sinful lives. The king ordered that they all have a change of heart and perhaps they would not be destroyed. We are then told about Jonah's attitude toward all that God had said. He sat and waited, and perhaps he was hoping and praying for God to destroy that great city. Now, they were his enemy. They were not among the Jews. And so Jonah sat on a hill waiting for the day of judgment to come. But before God was to bring about the destruction upon the city, God caused a vine to grow up and shelter Jonah from the heat. But then God sent a worm to cut the vine and it died. Well, Jonah was angry about the vine and it dying. The lesson that God sent to Jonah through the vine and the worm was that he cared more about them than he did the people of Nineveh. They did as God said. They repented. They turned from their sins. God was not going to destroy them. God asked Jonah if he had any reason to be angry over the loss of his shade. And then he asked him if it wasn't right for God to be concerned for the innocent children in that city. It appears that James and John should have had the same kind of care for the people of Samaria. Jesus rebuked them for their offer to call down fire from heaven and destroy them simply because they did not welcome Jesus and his company. What about our anger? What about our lack of concern for people? Do we have any right to be angry?
Must Jesus bear the and all the world go free? No, there's a cross for everyone, and there's a cross for me.
Upon Jesus, look full in his wonderful face, and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light His glory and grace. Nearer, my God, to Thee. Nearer to Thee. Even though it be a cross that raiseth me, still Thy song shall be there at Thy God to Thee.
I have always wanted to have the scriptures share more about the prophet Jonah. The word leaves us wondering what Jonah did. Did he remain angry that God did not destroy the people? Why was he so angry that God saw they repented and did not destroy them? They listened to the message of Jonah. And Jonah was greatly displeased and was angered with God when God had mercy upon them. I think James and John had some of the same anger against those who were rejecting Jesus on his travels to Jerusalem. They were insulted and they wanted to punish them for it. But Jesus refused to become angry and show any kind of hatred toward the Samaritans. He simply went from there to another village. Is it possible that there is a great lesson in this for us? Did not Jesus say that we should be loving, forgiving, merciful, and kind? He did. He tells us we should pray for those who mistreat us. We should do good to those who treat us in ungodly ways. He says we should walk the extra mile and turn the other cheek, give up whatever anyone demands of us, and even more. Can we possibly be angry and live the Christian life? Can we hold a vengeful thought or feeling towards someone who has mistreated us? The love of God that should be within our hearts does not allow bitterness and envy or hatred to be in our hearts. We must refuse such things. There is no place for God's love to dwell within us and have such thoughts and feelings. Jesus has set the example for us. He was being nailed to the cross. He was spit upon. He was accused of so many ungodly things. He responded by praying for those who were killing him. He asked the Heavenly Father to forgive them. I believe Jesus knew those soldiers had no idea who he was. I believe the Jewish leaders were blinded by their own jealousy of him. And I believe Jesus knew the people were influenced by those who opposed him and hated his message. He hung on that cross for their sins, as well as mine and yours. He died so that they would have the same opportunity to believe in him and be saved through their obedience to the gospel message. Are our sins any different? Was Jonah any different than we are today? Did James and John act any different than we do about others who mistreat us? We should be willing to let Jesus lead us into an attitude of caring for everyone. Jesus did not die for just a few, or just for those who were living righteously. He died upon that cross for the sins of mankind. Jesus let them silence him for a few days, knowing he would return through the resurrection. Jesus taught his apostles to preach the gospel to the whole world. How grateful for the Lord's amazing grace and His great love for us. And should we not share that as we live for Him?
How long has it been since you talked with the Lord and told Him your heart's hidden secret? How long since you prayed? How long since you stayed on your knees till the light shone through? How long has it been since your mind felt at ease? How long since your heart knew no burden? Can you call Him your friend? How long has it been since you knew that He cared for you?
How long has it been since you knelt by your bed and prayed to the Lord up in heaven? How long since you knew that He'd answer you and would keep you the long night through? How long has it been since you walked with the dawn
and felt that the days weren't the living? Can you call Him your friend? How long has it been since you knew that He cared for you? Can you call Him your friend? How long has it been
since you knew
that He cared for you?
Thank you for sharing your precious time with Moments of Inspiration today. This international ministry exists to honor Jesus Christ as the risen Lord. We present Christ's gospel message, praying to bring salvation to many. We hope to encourage Christians to walk by faith in Him until He comes again. We offer Bible studies and a free Bible upon request. You can contact us by email at moiradio@gmail.com or write us at 5728 White Settlement Road, Fort Worth, Texas 76114. You can find additional programs and information about this ministry on our website at momentsofinspiration.org. We thank you for listening today, and please join us again next week for Moments of Inspiration. Until we share once again, may God's rich blessings be with you.